This is the end of the program you are now listening to. And yet it is also the beginning. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Sometimes, the perfect way to begin a program is to end it. And sometimes the perfect way to end a program is to begin it. Time is not as linear as they would like you to believe. You can go back in time easily, simply by living your life in reverse. And you can start your backwards life at any time. Before you know it, you'll be back suckling upon your mommy's teat again. And soon after, or rather soon before, you will find yourself nestled safely back in her womb. There really is no better place in the world to be than back in the comforting confines of your mother's womb. And if you live a bit further in reverse, you will soon find yourself a sperm germinating in your daddy's ball sack. And what comes before that? Well, there's only one way to find out now, isn't there? Live a bit further in reverse. Proceed backwards instead of forward. Keep going backwards until you bring yourself to a state of total non-existence. Bring yourself back to the time before you existed at all. Bring yourself back to before the beginning began.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving. You've decided that our love is wrong, and think that we should part. It seems as though I have loved you so long. You'll always be in my heart. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame, you say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you.
No, that's me.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Well, that's me.
Because he's a married man.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Get off.
I won't. Not until you say me.
Me.
So I promise.
I promise.
That you give us trouble.
I'm
the only one.
I'm the only one.
In my life.
No, you're not the only one in my life.
And Noel Edmonds and all their mothers is definitely. No. Yeah. Who's our best pal?
You're the pal. My best pal.
Hey? Beg your pardon. In front of your mother.
Live your life in reverse. Put your pants on backwards. Put your shirt on backwards. Put your shoes on backwards. Put your hat on backwards. Put your glasses on the back of your head. Live your life in reverse. Wake up in the evening and go to sleep in the morning. Live your life in reverse. Defecate your breakfast before you eat it. Live your life in reverse. Divorce your spouse before you marry them. Live your life in reverse. What point is there in moving forward when everything you care about is far behind you? Hoists your corpse from your coffin and wheels you into his embalming room backwards, where he removes your stitches, sucks embalming fluid out of your body, places your organs back into place, and covers your body with a sheet. He then drives you in reverse to the convalescent center you died in. The stench of stale urine and death permeates the air. You are placed back on the bed you died in, and then you wake up. Several years later, you are picked up by your estranged son and driven in reverse from the convalescent center back to your old house. You are careless and neglectful. Your life seems to have lost its purpose ever since your wife passed away. She had always promised to let you die first, and then she went and broke that promise. But then, something beautiful happens. After a few years of living as a widower in reverse, your wife goes through the same process you did of being disinterred and brought back to the bed she died in. And for the next 20 years in reverse, life is blissful. Your days are spent playing backwards bingo and watching soap operas in reverse. Then you return from your retirement and begin working again. Life is stressful and full of worries. Money is tight. You break your back, day in and day out for the next 48 years, trying to stay afloat. And before you know it, or after you know it, you are back in high school again. And then you are back in grammar school. And then you are back in preschool. And then you are back in your crib. And then you are back in your mother's womb. And then you no longer exist. That is how a life is lived in reverse.
With various other loads under covers, and I better describe the covers. I hope I'm anticipating the question you're going to ask me. The covers were in a minute.
That'd be a good question to answer.
Okay, good. Now let me answer that and then get back to this if there's any need to get back to it, or if it's possible get back to it after I've led you on this rather hopefully convoluted. No, I know it's convoluted, but at every step of the way there is a rationale in the things I do. So let's put it this way. If you wish to get back to it in a minute and recall where we were before I got off the business of covers again, please do so.
Okay.
I'll interrupt you to ask you to recall what I was talking about a few moments ago so I can make this progression. Okay.
Okay.
I basically have three of them, and some of them are beginning to get a little worn. One of them is not a super secret agent, as some people might want to call it, but one is a man who is basically on some kind of diplomatic mission as far as various governments of the world are concerned, and therefore has a need of immunity of such things along with operating in that vein. A second is being a happily married man, which is not true since I remain quite the bachelor yet. And that's always a good one to play because it puts certain stresses and strains on various parts of my anatomy. which has the circumstances is quite humorous, especially when I relate to the fact that at one juncture, I'm going to be bobbing back and forth there because I need to bob back and forth at that camera angle. Isn't just...
I cut your throat, motherfucker. I beat your punk ass with ground beef,
motherfucker. Hey, can you get this fucker off this bus?
I ain't going nowhere, motherfucker. Tell me. I'm bigger than I bust your face. And I'm bigger, I'll bust your face. And I'm bad, I'll bust your face.
Okay.
You see the motherfucker?
Okay.
You want black people? Fuck you, white motherfucker. I'll beat your punk ass, motherfucker. I'll bust your face with big motherfucker. Knock your punk ass out. That would tell me you a dead motherfucker. And knife, I cut your throat, motherfucker. That long life I stay in your heart, motherfucker. I keep it, motherfucker. I'm a gang. You want my sippy? You were just rational, motherfucker. I'm Mississippi. I'm from New York, Mississippi. And Florida, man, St. Louis, motherfucker. I'll beat your ass. I'll your cane. I'll bring your key, you fucker. Drop me, motherfucker. Now, Jimmy, I'll pick a finger. I'll bust your face. I'll walk you to my motherfucker. I'll bring your
cane.
Drop me, motherfucker. You don't tell me.
You
damn motherfucker. I'll bust your face by picking Bob. I'm sissy, motherfucker.
206, motherfucker.
I'll pick a finger by. I'll bust your face. I'm going to bust that ass. I'm picking up your bottom, bust your face, walk. Let me out your butt ass. I'm picking up your bottom, bust your face, walk. You ever tell me you're damn motherfucker and baseball been a big grand pipe, I'll beat your ass, punk motherfucker.
A lot of motherfuckers.
Tell me, motherfucker. I'll beat your punk ass, motherfucker.
Natural.
Hey, this is your stop.
Don't say shit to me. Not my mama or my dad. Motherfucker, you kill my mama, my dad, and my grandma. You raped a white man in Mississippi. You white man, my grandma. You talking that shit, motherfucker.
That sucks, man.
You say
I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole like that.
Don't say shit to me. A bunch of bullshit gang. Every day, I'm sick of saying motherfucker. Every day, every week, every month, every year, same day. I'm trying to do a thing in the New Year. I wouldn't mess up some motherfucker. No, I think we get fucked up.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holiday.
I'm thinking about what you think. What the fuck?
You can't find a bottle.
Yeah, but you can't.
You can't find a bottle.
I'm
talking about
one.
Bottle?
Calling for me, I keep for you getting it. And shotgun, I'll blow your way, motherfucker. And shotgun, I'll blow your way, motherfucker. And shotgun, I'll blow your way, motherfucker.
You want to go say that to him?
Aw, oh, man, he's fucked up now.
Dude, just say that
to him. You're going to jail
now. Just open the door. Say right there to him. Oh, now you're quiet? Now you're quiet. Now you're quiet.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dude. I can't wait to hear this here. 206 motherfuckers here. Let's go.
To disturb other customers.
210. I counted.
If somebody wants to talk to you, bitch.
211.
I'm gonna put a knife. I couldn't go attack you, motherfucker. Dude, wait on dick never liked him, motherfucker.
Which one? You gonna cut him, stab him, shoot him? Which one?
He was hard out. He ready too. I'm more ready, yo.
Knock his ass out. You going to jail now? 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 You going to jail now, motherfucker?
He go.
He's going to jail now, motherfucker. He's going to jail now.
Look, they don't know where he went.
His ass put him.
It's that motherfucker right there.
It's that motherfucker.
That motherfucker.
He's going to jail now.
Going to jail now.
He's
going
to jail now. Somebody under the bus.
He got the
bus.
He's
red.
Hey, he did.
My rather unusual face. I was born with my head on backwards. Since my eyes are situated on the back of my head, I am forced to walk backwards. In addition, my eyeballs at birth were rather deformed, and my parents made the decision to have both of my eyes removed. To fill the gaping holes where my eyeballs were once situated, the doctors gave me two ping pong balls that had eyeballs crudely drawn on them with a black Sharpie. The problem is, these ping pong balls have a tendency to randomly pop out of my eye sockets, especially when I sneeze or cough. A particularly embarrassing incident occurred several years ago while I was attending an international ping pong tournament. I sneezed unexpectedly, and my left eyeball shot out of my eye socket and bounced directly onto the ping pong table in the center of the arena. The players immediately began batting my ping pong eyeball back and forth, much to the amusement of the people in attendance, and much to my dismay. As if having a backwards head and ping pong eyeballs wasn't enough, I was also born with several sets of tiny razor-sharp teeth inside of each of my nostrils. I discovered this when I was 4 years old and plunged my finger deep into my nose in search of boogers, and my nostril fangs bit the tip of my index finger off and ate it. So I've also got that going for me. I am missing part of my left index finger. There is also something peculiar about my mouth. When I was 16 years old, I bit my tongue off in a freak trampoline accident. I was rushed to the emergency room where doctors tried in vain to reattach my tongue. When their efforts failed, a tongue specialist was brought in from Johns Hopkins. He suggested a radical new procedure, a full tongue transplant. Everyone knew that the surgery was risky, but I really didn't have much other choice. Unfortunately, no human donors were available that matched my blood type, so the doctors were forced to think outside of the box. Several nurses rushed to a nearby grocery store and purchased a massive cow tongue. After nearly 12 hours of surgery, this cow tongue was successfully transplanted into my mouth. Regaining my ability to speak with this new tongue required several months of speech therapy, but I think I've gotten the hang of it. And what's more, this cow tongue has actually given me several new abilities my birth tongue was never capable of. For example, I can now stick my tongue out and lick my eye sockets. I also have the ability to speak fluent bovine now, and spend much of my time conversing with cattle. They are actually very much like humans once you really get to know them. Have you ever gazed into a cow's eyes? They are brimful with humanity. Or at least that's what I've heard. I cannot see anything, because ping pong balls are sightless.
I broke my neck and snapped my head around backwards so that I could see what is behind me at all times. But now people stare at me funny everywhere I go. I do not let that trouble me one little bit. Oh no, I live my life as I damn well please. And I damn well please to have my head on backwards.
My brain is back asswards. 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 My brain is back asswards.
Sol vive Satana, ed è in vero, nel lampo ti mulo, un occhio nero. Sol vive Satana, ed è in vero, nel lampo ti mulo, un occhio nero. Sol vive Satana, ed è impero, nel lampo ti mulo, un occhio nero. Sol vive Satana, ed è impero, nel lampo ti mulo, un occhio nero.
My entire body is made of gristle. I want to chew my arm off. I want to chew my toes off. I want to chew my lips off. I want to chew my tongue off. I want to chew my teeth off. I want to stab a pencil in my ear. I want to stuff a spike up my nose. Don't get it twisted. I am not a normal person.
I use the sledgehammer to split heads open. I use the meat cleaver to amputate fingers. I use the ice pick to gouge eyeballs out. I use the acid to melt away flesh. I use the balm to soothe aching mouths. I use the harpoon to puncture hearts. I use my mind for nefarious purposes.
I will murder you, ghost. I will strangle your soul. I will amputate your consciousness. I will eviscerate your body. I will leave his nose in the bottom and set it loose in the ocean. I will not be stressed out. I will not panic. I will disappear on the small boat. Never to be heard from again.
What happens to thoughts before they are thunk? What happens to stenches before they are stunk? What happens to elephants before they are drunk? What happens to whiskey before it is drunk? What happens to beefcakes before they are hung? What happens to dead things before they are junk?
What happens to old people after they die? What happens to babies before they are born? What happens to plants before they are planted? What happens to sounds before they are produced? What happens to fruit before it grows? What happens to breaths before they are breathed? Kiss your past goodbye. Kiss your present goodbye. Kiss your future goodbye. Kiss your life goodbye. Kiss your wife goodbye. Kiss your ass goodbye. Kiss your masks goodbye. Kiss your crap goodbye. Kiss your traps goodbye. Kiss your perversions goodbye. Every beginning must come to an end.
I want to murder me daddy. I want to murder me mummy. I want to murder me baby brother. I want to murder me older sister. I want to murder me grandma. I want to murder me grandfather. I want to murder me teacher. I want to murder myself. I want to murder the world.
Let's die first and be born later. Wouldn't that be lovely? Let's have a funeral for our babies before it's even born. Let's do things backwards. Let's do things differently. The rest of the world has good at all. We need to move in with us. We need to. Let's die now and be reborn.
My fucking brain is on a backwards. My brain is on a backwards. My brain is on a backwards. My fucking brain is on a fucking backwards. My backwards is on the brain. Backwards on his brain high. My brain is on the backwards. My fucking brain is on the backwards. Somebody help me turn this fucking brain around.
I always keep my eyes on my rear view mirror. I need to know what is behind me at all times. I do not have any concern for where I am or for where I am going. I only wish to know what I am leaving behind. Fuck the present, and fuck the future. Give me my sorrowful past.
My entire life has been lived in reverse. You see, first I died, and then I was born. And everything in between my death and my birth has been topsy-turvy. First I attended college, then I attended high school, then I attended grammar school, then I attended nursery school. I feed myself through my anus and defecate through my mouth. When I'm hungry, I sleep. When I'm tired, I eat. On sunny days, I carry an umbrella and wear a raincoat and galoshes. On rainy days, I coat my body with suntan lotion and wear a Speedo thong and dark sunglasses. I eat dinner in the morning and breakfast in the evening. Upon my hands, I wear a pair of overpriced sneakers. Upon my feet, I wear mittens. My eyebrows are on my chin, and my mouth is on my forehead. Some find this very unsettling to behold, yet the ladies seem to love it. I drive in reverse. I dream in reverse. I speak through my forehead's mouth in reverse. I bathe in tubfuls of dirt after soiling myself with soapy water. When I feel the urge to defecate, I drink of the toilet's feculent waters. When I feel the urge to drink of the toilet's feculent waters, I defecate. After I eat all of my grains, I plant them. I walk up several flights of stairs to reach my basement. Then I walk back down them to reach my rooftop. Before I go hunting for my prey, I devour its flesh. I am a walking disaster, and my life is a mind-boggling mess. And the voices on the radio just won't leave me alone.
I'm only going to get on this line once in a while, if it'll be even that, because I am going to try to get my things on this line deleted. And you know, this line is so awful. It's pathetic. It stinks. It's SUSUCKS. It's retarded, stupid, and you're not going to find anybody on here. And you know, when you do say something on here, somebody's always says, and you know, when you say something on here, which is the truth, somebody comes and sends you a message and starts being smart with you. Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm only going to get on here whenever I can. But like I said, it's SUCKS, and it's the truth. And it's a joke. It's retarded. Really retarded. Stupid. This line doesn't even have a light. You know, you got weirdos, creeps, all kinds of, you want to call them men on here, they're not. And you know, what's really about me? I speak my mind on here, and I know there's gentlemen on it that don't like the, what I speak on here or what I say. That's too bad. But like I said, I'm only going to be on here once in a while, but it's junk. It's junk. I mean, you hear men, or excuse me, you know, they're not so-called men. All they want to do is talk about their dick. Their dick. Their dick. How big their dick is. And that's the truth. It is the truth. I don't want to listen to that. You know? You get put off this line because for the right reason. And it's not for the wrong reason. Because, you know, you gentlemen are getting rest off one big time on this line. And for you guys to have to pay to get on this line, I think it's very funny. It is funny. Us women, so I'm only going to get on here once in a while. Like I said, any smart remark, I'll just remove you. Plus, when I get on here, and like I said, there is a guy that bothers me on here, and he goes by the name of Jack. I don't know if he gets this message or not. I'm not talking like a psycho or anything like that. He has a problem with what I say on here. I think he goes through himself. That's all I have to say. Anybody that has a problem with me, they can go screw themselves. Because I don't really much care really anymore about being on this line as much as I have been. Shit. For the damn birds. I want pay to get on this S-U-C-K-S line. And stop! You can go tell the moderator or the people that run this system what I said. I don't give a crap. Because it sucks. And you know, when you are local on here, nobody's interested in you. And you know, I am who I am speaking on here. To fake something about, you know, if you're not the person, I don't know who does that. But I know I don't. I'm a nicest person just because what I say on here. That doesn't mean that that's who I am. Because I am a nice person. I just don't understand a chat line. When you hear a bunch of garbage on here, and that's about all it is. Garbage.
Nestled safely back in her womb. There really is no better place in the world to be than back in the comforting confines of your mother's womb. And if you live a bit further in reverse, you will soon find yourself a sperm germinating in your daddy's ball sack. And what comes before that? Well, there's only one way to find out now, isn't there? Live a bit further in reverse. Proceed backwards instead of forward. Keep going backwards until you bring yourself to a state of total non-existence. Bring yourself back to the time before you existed at all. Bring yourself back to before the beginning began.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you something better. The Mind's Ear with Ernestus Jiminy Chalba, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM.